The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, I have a question for you that is not the easiest of questions, but I think that you're up for it. Did our Blessed Mother Mary, was she ever afraid? Was our Blessed Mother Mary ever afraid? And if so, why and when? Any hands still up? Anthony? No? Never ever in her entire life, never afraid? Giorgio? When the angel Gabriel appeared to her? And why do you think she was afraid in that moment? Because she wasn't sure what was happening, didn't know what was going on? Anybody else? James?
Yes?
Yes? Why? When? Oh, when she couldn't find Jesus, when he was lost for 3 days, and she and Joseph had to go and search for him. Any others? Maria Sophia. Andrew? When our Lord was going up to get crucified, was Our Lady afraid in that moment? Okay, so fear is a natural emotion. Every person on the face of the earth at times experiences fear. Something happens and the immediate natural response is, oh my goodness, right? There's fear that arises in our souls. But in that moment that fear arises, we have a choice to make. Am I going to give in to this fear or not? How am I going to respond to what is taking place right now in my heart? So we can believe that at times Our Lady experienced fear in her soul, but that she never ever at any single moment gave into it to even the tiniest degree. Because when someone gives into fear, in that moment they are lacking faith. In that moment they're not putting their complete hope in God. It's an imperfection in love. And so Our Lady could never have possibly given in to the fear that she may have experienced in her soul. And we know this from today's Gospel. What does Elizabeth say when she sees Our Lady? "Blessed are you who believed. You always believed. You never lacked faith." And so you knew at every single moment in your life that no matter what was happening, God was still in charge. That He would take care of everything. And we know from another point in Scripture that there's something further. Not only did she believe, but but that Our Lady was perfected in love. When the Archangel Gabriel came to her and greeted her, he said, "Hail, you who have been transformed in love, you who are perfect in love." And St. John says that perfect love casts out all fear. That if Mary really truly loved God with all her heart, she would never be afraid of anything that he allowed to happen in her life. Students, when did fear enter into the world? At what moment did someone begin to be afraid? Tobias? Oh, Tobias, I am so proud of you. When Adam and Eve sinned, because what did they do right after they sinned? They went off and they covered themselves. They hid themselves, it says, because they were afraid. God did not create fear. We were not made to live in fear. That's why every time almost that an angel visits someone, they begin by saying, "Do not be afraid. That is not God's will for your life. He is all good and all loving, and he will take care of you." And so every time we cover ourselves, every time we hide ourselves out of fear, that's not the way God wants us to live. He desires us to live without fear because of who he is. And so on the occasion when St. Juan Diego, as he was traveling up the hill, as we saw the first graders do, climbing the steps of the sanctuary, and he is trying to hide from our Blessed Mother because he was afraid. He had an uncle of his who was dying, who was so sick that he thought he wasn't going to live. And so Juan Diego thought, "I'm going to go around the mountain so I can avoid Our Lady, and I can go find a priest to give last rites to my uncle who's about to die." And so as he's going around trying to get away from Our Lady, she still appears to him. And this is what she says to Juan Diego, who was at that moment full of fear. And it's her words to all of us. "Listen, my son, and let my words penetrate your heart. Do not be troubled or weighed down with grief. Do not fear any illness or vexation, any anxiety or pain. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under the shadow of my protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need?" And that's when Our Lady told Juan Diego to go and find roses that were miraculously growing. And he goes and he picks them, and she tells them, "Once you pick those flowers," like the first graders put these flowers in the vases before us, "once you pick those flowers, come back to me, and I'm going to arrange them in your mantle." Right? The bishop has asked for a sign to believe that I am really appearing to you and that I've asked you to have a church built in my honor. So go get those flowers and come back to me. And Juan Diego got a bunch of flowers that were miraculously growing in the winter. And he brings them back to Our Lady, and they're all folded up in his mantle. And she, our Blessed Mother Mary, arranged those flowers in his mantle so that when he would go to the bishop and drop that mantle, they would be so perfectly arranged that her image would appear miraculously on that mantle. But what we often miss in our culture, when we look at the image of our Blessed Mother Mary, we don't realize all that it said to the people of Juan Diego. Because our Blessed Mother Mary, behind her is the sun. And those people thought that the sun was a god. And so if Our Lady is standing before the sun, she's greater than the sun god. And at her feet is a little crescent moon. And those people worshiped the crescent moon. They thought that was the greatest of all the gods. And it's at the feet of Our Lady, she has vanquished their greatest god. And they believe all the stars of heaven were different deities, different gods. And they're all on her mantle. She is even greater than all of them. And her mantle is blue and green, because for them that was the color of royalty. And so that when they would see that image, they would know they were looking at a queen. And if she was the queen, that must mean her son was the king, and even greater than she was. And so all the people chose to give their lives to the one who is her son, who must be the greatest of all the gods. Let's ask Our Lady today to teach us to live without fear. That anything that is troubling us, any anxiety, any worry, any distrust, any despair, that we surrender to God and choose to live by faith and out of love.